If you're like me, getting back in shape is always a goal, but that's what it remains, a goal. That's why I'm excited about our new advertiser, FitBod. FitBod is a fitness app that tailors workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule. It's like having a personal trainer in your pocket. Whether you're a gym rat or just trying to get back in the groove like me, FitBod evolves with you, tweaking routines to push your limits and maximize your gains. And FitBod keeps things fun, mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. It's like a new challenge every time you work out. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription by trying the app for free at fitbod.me/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's fitbod.me/Zabe. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. After extensive research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create Superfood Complete, made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several that are vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. My dog Tucker, oh, he loves it, and I'm sure yours will too. Go to badlandsfood.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsfood.com, badlandsfood.com/Zabe today. 162 games of baseball a season can feel like a grind to watch, but you can put the excitement back into each and every game with MyBookie. Run lines, money lines, props galore, nobody gives you more opportunities to win than MyBookie. Getting started is simple. Deposit $300 and play with $200 instantly. Just use promo code ZABE to claim a MyBookie deposit bonus. Whether you're a diehard fan or a newcomer to the sport, there's never been a better time to join the MyBookie family. Go ahead and sign up today using promo code ZABE to secure your first deposit bonus up to $1,000 with MyBookie. Whatever you put in, they'll meet halfway, all the way up to $1,000. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.com.
Today on the ZabeCast, it's Andy Polin, the guy I once derisively called Good Enough Andy. A man who knows more Redskins history than anybody. Somebody who loved Chinese food, Tiger Woods, and 60 Minutes on Sundays. And a guy who taught me the word mushugana. Your bonus, uncensored 35-minute edition of the ZabeCast is locked and loaded. So buckle up and let's go.
Here we go.
Monday, June 6, 2022, last night's Game 2 of the NBA Finals was too late, Andy, for this edition of the ZabeCast. Good afternoon, good sir. How are you
doing?
Good
afternoon. Good afternoon to you. We might have been able to swing this one because it was an 8 o'clock start, but I do appreciate the early convenience for me here this afternoon.
Yeah, to be able to knock this out. And what a glorious day. I feel bad for even taking 30 minutes of your Sunday afternoon. Man, this is a put-a-pin-in-it day in the DMV. Of course, we have such great weather here in the DMV, Andy. So consistently great.
Yeah. Are you threatening to move to Arizona again?
No, I am not. Although, okay. I got to say right now, I am super pissed off because a program that I use is now, it's locking up on me at the last second. Unbelievable. Anyway, what did you do today before we get into it? You got a busy Sunday going on, so I'm slipping this ZabeCast in the middle of your day. What did you do?
Yeah, we had a brunch with the Machasteinista.
The what the ha? What? The who's a ha? See, you taught me words like Meshuggah, but I don't know Machasteinista.
Yeah, that is, well, you know, some people might call it the in-laws. I don't really know what to call it since these are the parents of my son-in-law. So I prefer the parents. Yiddish term. Yeah.
Oh.
So and we had brunch, yeah.
What's the word again? Slowly.
Machashtenista.
And what does it literally translate into?
It translates into the parents of my son-in-law.
Oh, it does. Okay. So it's not a convoluted translation.
No,
as like, some are. Some are convoluted translations, right?
Right. I mean, like I would say, well, my father-in-law has passed away, but if I was talking about my mother-in-law, it's my in-law. If you're talking about the parents of the children, one of the children who's married to somebody else, what do you use? So to me, Machashtenista seems to be a better fit.
Right. Okay. All right. Let's get into it. First of all, what I did today is I played golf, which is a popular weekend activity. If you're lucky enough to get out and get away from dad duties and stuff around the house duties. And I played with a bunch of JMU guys because Buddy Christensen of Golfdom, his fraternity brothers, were there to honor one of their fraternity brothers who recently passed away of cancer. Guy who also served in the military as a JAG, got hit by a sniper, completely blew apart part of his face, but then went on to become a motivational speaker of all things, which was really cool. So they were, you know, having a little golf outing. They needed a late fill-in, and I'm like, well, I don't mind. I'll be a huckleberry. So I jumped on in, and one of the guys I played with, old Jonathan Jacobs, a.k.a. Jake, longtime listener, first-time golfer. Not just kidding. He's not a first-time golfer. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I said to Jonathan, I go, Jonathan, what do you want to ask Andy? Because he's like, I like it when you have Andy on. I go, I know. Andy's great. We get along great. I said, what do you want to ask him? And he said, okay, I got one for you. Ask Andy if he thinks Uncle Ted will do Locker and Joe B. wrong the same way he did Buck and Phil Chenier wrong. I'll hang up and listen to your answer off the air.
I don't think so. But
because? You know,
because I think Ted is more like a hockey guy. And I think that he kind of let his kid mess around with the basketball. But I think Ted looks more at the hockey like his own. And, you know, well, you can't do better than Phil and Buck either, but they did. They tried. Sure. But these guys, you know, Locker and Joe B, they're just great. I mean, if you mess with them, and the one thing about the Caps Nation is they're loyal. I mean, they are really loyal people, and they're loyal to Ted. And I don't think Ted wants to mess with that relationship by messing with their two great broadcasters.
I would hope so. I said I didn't. I said probably not. I said, but the reason I see it is the hockey culture is not as, say, woke-minded as the NBA, where they feel the need to get younger or hipper or to get a WNBA player on the broadcast, right? It's a little bit more traditional, and so I think why get rid of good when it's not going to make a difference in the hockey culture that doesn't sort of roll the way the NBA does?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a very, very casual hockey fan, but I will watch a little bit more than I normally would if Locker and Joe B are doing the game because they're just so good.
They are that good. Joe B is absolutely supreme, and Locker is great. He's got character. He's well-known. He's well-liked, and so, yeah, there you go. Okay, he also said apparently you answered his question on our podcast about the Redskin linebacker they drafted but could never play. And you said it's because he didn't like football, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is I got this from Cooley.
Who was that guy, by the way?
I'm trying to remember that you said that
Carter.
And I mentioned him. Was it Tom Carter? He was not a linebacker. Mm. He was a defensive back. I'm trying to remember. But you know, I mean, look, when Michael Westbrook was playing for the then Redskins, and if you saw him up close as we did a number of times when we were doing shows out there, he looked like an Adonis. He looked like a guy who should be great. And Matt Millen said he was doing the preseason games. This is before he flamed out as the GM at the Lions. He said, Michael Westbrook plays football because he can, not because he loves football.
And I thought that was very insightful. I thought that really told you a lot about that.
Who was the one that invented the phrase, looks like Tarzan, plays like Jane?
I don't remember, but...
Have you heard that one? Now,
yeah, but in today's culture, I don't know if that flies.
Wow, even that no longer. Even that lovely colloquialism is no longer acceptable. Well, the funny thing about pro sports is they're playing for money. You know, I would always like to joke, because I heard somebody say this, you know, we're all in this for the money. And I would say that to you at times or other people around the office to remind everyone, hey, if none of us were getting paid, we wouldn't show up. So in other words, all the bullshit you put up with at your regular job or in radio like we did, at the end of the day, it's to what? Take their money, not steal it. Give them a fair day's work, but you're there to take their money. Otherwise, we wouldn't be doing this. So athletes are the same way, and it always comes down to money because right now we got a lot of defections on the LIV Tour in golf. Yeah. And this is another thing that Jake wanted me to ask you about is what do you think Gretzky told Dustin Johnson, who's the biggest name to jump, because Wayne himself started his hockey career as a pro in what league?
The WHA,
which was a rival to the NHL.
He was 17 years old, and this is before social media and all the hype. So it wasn't like, you know, this was like the phenom that went into the WHA. He became something of a phenom in the WHA. So it was a little bit different. But, yeah, I mean, here's what I think Gretzky said to Dustin Johnson. He said, yeah, you're going to take a lot of heat for this now. You're going to lose some sponsorships. But ultimately, everything's going to come around. And if this tour makes it in Saudi Arabia, it'll coexist with the PGA Tour. And you won't be barred from the PGA Tour. So make your move now. Right. You're take some heat for it. But ultimately, you'll be able to play on the PGA Tour again.
Yeah, I think that's definitely the advice his agent said. He's like, look, this is going to be a shitstorm for a while.
Yeah.
But we're going to get your $125 million guaranteed up front, locked in, and then we'll deal with everything else after that. Right.
Right. There's a very good piece in the Post today, long piece by Kent Babb about Greg Norman. And basically Norman's answer to everything seems to be, but yeah, there's a lot of money. and that seems to be,
I have it on good authority from a good source that knows PGA Tour agents and players that Ricky Fowler is being offered like $65 million, but he wants to go. His new bride is begging him not to, saying, hey, you can be Ricky Fowler the rest of your life and not have this stain on your image. Apparently, right. Fowler's got, from what my source said, $80 million in the bank from endorsements because he's so popular from an endorsement standpoint. So what would you do if you were Ricky Fowler? And I'm sure Ricky Fowler, when his beautiful new bride is saying, no, babe, you can still be Ricky Fowler your whole life. Don't go for the money. Ricky probably looks at her with these sad eyes and says, but I can't beat anybody anymore.
Right. And look, 2 years from now, if he comes back to the PGA Tour, it's really not going to matter. You know, here's the quote from Norman. I just looked it up. He said, the players who decide to come on board, God bless them. They're going to make a lot of money.
God bless them. Well, here's a good quote. This from Graham McDowell, former U.S. Open winner. He is now 300. Whoa, what are you opening right there?
Oh, I just turned the paper. It's an actual newspaper. You might have to look at them in a museum, but one is delivered to my front step every day.
Okay, okay, smartass. You have no idea how loud those AirPods are. Are you wearing AirPods, by the way?
No, I'm just using my phone.
Oh, interesting. Okay, it was very loud. All right. Anyway, Graham McDowell says, quote, because he's going over there too, it's been very demoralizing, especially when you've got kids. He's bringing the family into this. He says, you look around and think, is this worth the sacrifice? Is it worth the sacrifice when you're being successful and financially it's very lucrative, but when you're not successful and you're leaving your kids 35 weeks a year, you do ask yourself that question. Currently, Graham McDowell, 376th in the world.
Yeah, I love it when they hide behind the kids. And what they find is when they say they want to spend more time with their family has gotten used to living without them. And so what are you doing here?
I know. I do hate that. I got to make the best decision for me and my family.
Right. I need that security.
Don't bring your family into this, all right? We all have families. We know. Just say, I'm there for the money. I wish one guy would take the money and say, look, this league looks like a joke. And I should probably win every other week because there's nobody here. But I'm here for the money, and I'm going to get it up front, and we'll see how long it lasts. What if a guy actually said that?
Yeah, that would be great. I think that would be applauded, at least by me. Mm-hmm. And again, once time passes, once we get 2 years, 3 years down the road, this is not going to seem like a big deal anymore.
Yeah. In other golf news, you wanted to talk about the retirement on Friday of one Michelle Wee West.
Yes, that used to be such a big part of the show where people like me would say, well, you know, she's only 16 or she's only 17. And now she is 32 years old. And I just looked this up. She is leaving golf having won five tournaments, one major during her entire career. And I just remember the Leslie Stahl piece on 60 Minutes Leslie followed around the course and, you know, she hit a drive like 240 and Leslie goes, oh, my. and the premise was that she and her dad figured that Michelle Wee would be so dominant on the LPGA tour that she would get bored and that she would have to play with the men to find competition.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And that was, I have a soundbite somewhere, I can't find it right now, where she's like, I just think I'd get bored playing with the girls. And it's like, woman, you have not won a damn thing. What are you talking about exactly? But she generated enough of a buzz, got enough guys like you to sort of get all giddy about it, that she made a ton in endorsements and she's not giving up any of the endorsements. Nike's staying with her. Rolex is staying with her. There's a third one staying with her. They've realized that she's still marketable, even though she's retired.
Yeah, I really don't know why, because, I mean, she does have one major, which makes her, I guess, better than a mediocre women's player. But five career victories? Five?
You know what? In today's day and age, she played it to perfection. But Michelle Wee West, I play this for you one last time. Winger, 17, because we would always say, you know, she's this good now, and she's only 17.
Yeah.
Of course, a song about, you know, underage sex probably wouldn't fly today, but, you know, I'm not sure it was, it might have been two teenagers, you know, a 15-year-old and a 17-year-old. Who knows? So, mazel mazel, Michelle Wee, enjoy your retirement and raising your family, which she is going to do. All right.
162 games of baseball a season can feel like a grind to watch, but you can put the excitement back into each and every game with MyBookie. Run lines, money lines, props galore. Nobody gives you more opportunities to win than MyBookie. Getting started is simple. Deposit $300 and play with $200 instantly. Just use promo code ZABE to claim a MyBookie deposit bonus. Whether you're a diehard fan or a newcomer to the sport, there's never been a better time to join the MyBookie family. Go ahead and sign up today using promo code ZABE to secure your first deposit bonus up to $1,000 with MyBookie. Whatever you put in, they'll meet halfway, all the way up to $1,000. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.com.
You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey.
Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Let's get to the main event today, and that is talk about a putz. I was at Top Gun on Saturday night with my dad, and about an hour to go in the movie, this lone dipshit, a dude, overweight, middle-aged, like myself, with not his wife, not a girlfriend, not even a buddy, himself alone, a single dude, plops down, you know, in the seat next to us. It was a pretty crowded theater because Top Gun's so popular. And then with an hour to go, first of all, he plopped down before the movie, but with an hour to go, falls into a deep snoring sleep.
Wow. You didn't wake him up?
The entire movie theater heard him. Some were laughing. Others were pissed off like me. And he's sitting right next to me.
Did you poke him?
I kicked his chair lightly. It had no effect whatsoever. It needs to be noted, prior to this, he was coughing and wheezing up a storm. Sounded like death, you know, death warmed over.
Mr. COVID.
Right, exactly. Oof. I didn't do anything. I could have pushed him really hard, said, sir, wake up. I just didn't want to deal with it. I was so pissed off. Oh,
you needed me. I would. You know me. I would have definitely poked. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You would have poked and you would have shaken him because it would have taken a good shoulder shake to wake him up.
Fine. What'd you and your dad pay to go to that movie?
Probably $15.
Okay. You're going to let some schmuck who's snoring ruin it for you?
He was a total schmuck. And I sent you his picture, which I did not post on Twitter. Tell me that is not exactly, shouldn't the caption be most likely to fall asleep and snore for an hour at a popular movie? What a putz this guy was.
Yeah. If you were on an airplane, would you have woken him up?
I don't know if you can fall asleep that deeply. The problem is these fucking recliners now in theaters. Yeah. Yes, yeah. I love them, like most of us do, but not only does it invite people who fall asleep and snore, I've seen women bring pillows into the theater with them.
Yeah, well, that's how they charge $15. They got to make it comfortable for you.
Yeah, well, of course, I said to my dad afterwards, I go, you know, in the old days, Dad, they would have had an usher in there in no time whatsoever.
Flashlight, yep.
Flashlight. Usher, and it's like, you better come correct or else they'll kick your ass out. But they don't pay for ushers anymore. And the ushers used to be adults, grown men, who would actually police the theater. Now they can barely pay a 16-year-old with pimples to take your tickets. It's all electronic.
Right. They don't need to. Yeah, you just they just scan it once you go to the window, right?
Should I tweet this guy's photo and say, here's the putz, or is it just needless aggravation?
You know, I don't really know the protocol on that. I'm not as versed on social media as I should be. You might consult a lawyer on that.
Because I have a significant number of followers and I'm a public figure, right. I could be seen as defaming this person.
Yeah. You don't want to get sued. You better check on that.
Yeah. I'm not going to do it. I thought that's why I only posted the clip for people could hear the snoring, lest they think I was exaggerating. Yeah. And it was bad, like really, really bad. So I'm going to see it again because I want to see it in one of the D-Box theaters with the seat that shakes and rumbles because there's a lot of good D-Box action there. I may even go see it at an IMAX theater, although I've been told the IMAX screen is so big, it's not really great for Hollywood feature movies.
Mm. You know, my choice for seeing movies is always Saturday morning. The earliest feature I can get to.
Well, okay, that's the thing that I took away from this. I told my dad, I go, Dad, this is the last primetime movie of a popular movie I'm ever going to see.
Yeah, right.
That if there's a movie I want to see in the theater, and there aren't many these days, this was one of them, I will make sure to go to a weekday matinee, period.
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, I never understood the concept of dating and going to the movies either, because that's 2.5 hours of not talking. I mean,
yeah, you know what? That's a good point. I would say the idea of going to a movie is it's something you can do side by side with somebody you're just getting to know. And so yeah. It's not as onerous of, oh, shit, what I'm going to talk about now. We've been talking for an hour at dinner. I think I'm out of things to talk about. I'm not sure if I really like her. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Plus, back in the day, movie theaters were good to canoodle in, to sort of get a little schnooky-schnooky in.
You put the hand on the knee. Right. Yeah, there is that. Yeah.
And by knee, you mean the – okay, never mind. I'm just kidding about that. Did you see this infield fly situation in the college baseball postseason tournament?
Which game? I did not. I'm not familiar.
It was a North Carolina game, and there was an infield fly rule that got ruled, and it was a play that maybe shouldn't have been called an infield fly. It was VCU versus North Carolina. And VCU head coach Sean Stifler, great name. Yeah, Stifler, like from...
Stifler's mom. Yeah. Well, American Pie.
American Pie, exactly. basically, he got kicked out of the game. He got suspended because he went crazy because the second baseman ran in to try to catch the ball, but missed, but they called infield fly rule ahead of time. So they were like, okay, well, it wasn't an ordinary play. Here's my question to you about the infield fly rule. They have it because, in theory, it's unfair that you could intentionally drop an infield fly with runners on second and first to then get an easy double play as the runners are tagging up to avoid being tagged off base, right?
Right. Or even just a runner on first.
I don't think infield flies with only one runner on, because the runner out of the box can run to first unimpeded. You know what I mean?
Right. That's true. But yeah, you're right. Yeah. But it would be easier to make a double play.
Sure.
In that if you drop the ball and then you could. Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Okay. Well, here's a radical idea. Get rid of the rule. Why do you need the rule?
Because you won't. Well, I guess, yeah, if you got a slick enough infielder to pull it off, yeah, well, you should be rewarded for that.
Right.
Okay. Yeah,
if you pop it up to the infield, guess what? You're putting your team at a chance of a double play, just like if you ground into a 6-4-3 double play. Yeah. It's literally one of these rules that was only invented because it seems unfair, and yet it's just a rule. Like, rules can be anything, right?
Right. But having I didn't play much infield in Little League, but I always liked it because it took the pressure off from me dropping the ball.
You know? Exactly.
So I said, oh, shoot, infield fly rule. I'm going to be okay either way here.
I kind of would like to see the mayhem of allowable infield flies that try to turn two with it. Like, okay, is he going to catch it or drop it? Okay, he dropped it, and now run, and it goes over to third, and now it's the second. I mean, I bet half the time they would throw it into the dugout or into center field trying to do that play.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I again, it's one of those baseball rules. The Dodgers got caught in something last night that was too complicated to get into, but they wanted to use a position player and they weren't allowed to.
Okay, it's not that complicated. It's apparently pretty simple. And here was MLB's explanation of it, the umpire.
By rule, a position player cannot come in the pitch unless they're down by 6 or more runs.
The game was 9-4. Mets over the Dodgers, or a 5-run lead. Did you know that was an actual rule? Because I did not.
I did not. I guess it's new. They put that in this year.
Okay. Yeah. Pretty ballsy, even top 9, nobody out against the mighty Dodgers with a 5-run lead to say, you know what, we're going to throw a position guy in here.
Okay, but remember this. The position guy was probably the best player on his high school team, and probably pitched when he wasn't playing another position.
But you know what? They can't pitch in the bigs very well at all.
They can't pitch it that well, but most of them can get it over the plate. And I think that you'd be surprised at the ability. And, you know, and then some of them, like Sean Doolittle, who's the Nats relief pitcher, who's always hurt, He was, I think he was a third baseman at one time, and they moved him to pitcher.
Right.
So
right.
That happens.
Speaking of Mets, the Mets may file a complaint to baseball about the, quote, rat urine smell at Dodger Stadium on the work areas on the visitors' side. They said one problem is trying to document the smell. It's not like they can just take a picture and send it to MLB.
Right. And what is the smell of rat urine? Have you ever smelled that? I've smelled urine, but I don't know if it's rat urine.
I would imagine somebody like maybe a hunter or an outdoorsman or a tracker would be really good at differentiating urine. To the rest of us, it just smells like piss.
Yeah. Or, I mean, I've seen rats, but I don't know what their piss smells like.
Or warm Coors Light. Same. Oh, jeez, John.
Obviously not a sponsor.
Yeah. Headline, Travis Kelce drops $20,000 at pool club amid rumors he's cheap.
Yeah.
Did you see this story?
Yeah. His ex-girlfriend say he was cheap?
Rumors prove that. Rumors were Kelce had kept his ex-girlfriend, who's now split up from, basically on her own tab for the longest time so that it would prove whether she's into him for him and not just for the money. Kayla Nicole is the name of his ex, and they were together for 5 years, and rumors were that they broke up because he was making her still pay for half of everything. Meanwhile, Nicole said, no, the rumors are not true. But that was the rumor going around. So he apparently dropped, you know, $20,000 to prove he's not cheap. Question, how long is it appropriate to be going halvesies with a girlfriend?
Don't know. I always paid. I came from an era where the guy always paid. I don't ever remember on a date situation going Dutch. Okay. I'm the wrong guy to ask, and I did not have an extensive dating history. So
when your son-in-law was courting and dating your daughter,
yeah,
how was the payment situation there on dates? And once they moved in together living in sin, how did they arrange their finances?
Well, I imagine they split the rent, but I didn't sit
you
down
didn't ask?
At the table. I didn't sit down with a yellow pad and a calculator and help them figure this out.
How do you feel about married couples who have separate banking accounts?
I think that's a good idea because when I get the credit card statements as the sole earner, there's always a, what's this?
Right.
What's this?
Right.
You know, why is this this? And what is this charge for? Usually she knows. Sometimes you have to call the credit card company. But yeah, that eliminates all that.
Where do you stand on married couples who share household expenses, but in a sort of ad hoc manner? Like, well, he pays for the electricity, I pay for the cable bill. Have you ever heard of someone like that?
Yeah, I think there's that. Also, with my kids, my daughter's sort of out of this now that she's almost 34, but my son's still in it. And he lives with his girlfriend. When one of their friends gets married, they pay for all of it, the travel, the hotel, the whole
right.
shebang.
Right.
So if one of her friends gets married, she pays. If one of his friends gets married, he pays. I think that's a good system.
Yeah. Okay. A couple more real quick, and then we'll wrap it up. Happy birthday, Sam Darnold, former Jets first-round pick, second overall pick, third overall, not quite the 1-1. Or was he? The one.
No, I don't think so.
He was like the 1-2, I think.
Might have been as low as 3, but I'll look it up.
On his birthday, and he's still knocking around the league, I think he's still with Carolina. I think they're still hoping he can play. This shout-out from Funhouse to the day that Mike Francesa said he would become the biggest star in town.
I think someday Sam Darnold will own this town. I really believe that. I think there will be a day where you say, who's the biggest star in this town? And it will be Sam Darnold. He will be the biggest star in this town. I firmly believe that. I might not still be doing the show when it happens, but maybe I will be. Who knows? But I really believe there will come that time. I think he's that good. I think there will be a time where he is the man.
Now, notice he doesn't back it up with any specifics of,
no.
here's
no.
what I like about him. His release is quick. His field vision seems to be extra, great or whatever. It was. So I ask you, Andy, knowing Francesa a little bit, was this just a flyer by him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's at that point here. I just looked it up. He was selected third overall by the Jets in 2018. So 2018, he's almost 30 years into this run. He's mailing it in at this point. You know, there was a time, and this is how Francesa got to be Francesa, where he was a researcher for CBS prior to the internet. Right. So he knew things, and he was getting things because, you know, when he was getting Brent Musburger ready to do a University of Miami game, he'd spend an hour on the phone with Jimmy Johnson and got inside things. But right. at that point, he's just spitballing, and it's not what he says, it's how he says it. It's the pauses. I really think he's going to be the biggest star. He will be. And then he says it like three or four times, basically says the same thing, but says it in a way that makes him sound like he knows what he's talking about.
He gives it a false sense of gravitas, the pausing, right? And the solemnness of the proclamation. That's why they called him the Pope, right?
Yeah. I know these things from watching football for 40 years. That's the tone of it. You trust me on this. I know this. And look, he was considered, the Jets took him third overall, you know? I mean, it wasn't like this was like a guy who was taken in the fifth round. We said, you watch, he's going to be the next Brady. He didn't do that.
And when you're wrong, you shrug it off and you keep it
never
moving.
Never admit it. He and Colin Coward never, ever, ever, ever admit. And even
Skip Bayless. Skip Bayless, same thing. Coward, Bayless. Yeah. Stephen A. is the same way. Is that the secret to success in our business?
No. Stephen A. will say I screwed up. Stephen A. will admit he made a mistake. I've heard him do that.
Okay.
Yeah. I have heard him do. But
not
the other
a lot.
Ones, no. And recently, Coward had one. Who was the Jets coach that really flamed out? The
guy Adam Gase.
Gase. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And he later he claimed, when it was thrown back in his face, that he said, Gase was an offensive genius and was going to turn the Jets around or something like that. Oh, didn't you know I was being sarcastic? No, there was no sarcasm in what he said. And now that everything's available for replay, it was clear he thought that Gase was going to be a big success in New York.
Yeah. All right, last one. Adam Silver says the NBA lost hundreds of millions due to the China TV blackout. To which the comments on Twitter were savage, including somebody saying, yeah, we lost 2.5 years thanks to China. Keep it moving. Do you feel bad at all for the NBA, or do you respect the fact that at least they took a stance that caused them to lose a huge chunk of their revenue?
Well, wasn't it the Daryl Morey tweet that led to that?
Yeah.
And I mean, that's the cost. To me, that's the cost of doing business. If one of your people does something like that, to the credit of the NBA, they didn't throw him out the door when it happened.
True.
And it is. I mean, it's 6 billion people that live there. That's a big market, you know.
But so, apparently there's starting to be some pushback from entertainment corporations. Like they wanted to take the Taiwanese flag off of Tom Cruise's jacket in Top Gun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, because China doesn't recognize Taiwan. And they said, no, we're not going to do that. And they're not even sure that China is going to release the movie in China because it's very proudly and boldly pro-American. So maybe there's some pushback going on there. I didn't ask you, by the way, did you see the movie?
I have not seen the movie yet, but I would like to see it. So,
Andy, I think you're boycotting the movie.
No.
If I didn't know better, I think you are boycotting this movie.
No, my viewing has changed, and I'm now – I just finished season 5 of Better Call Saul, so I'm all caught up on that series and waiting for season 6 to drop once it's finished on AMC.
All right. We're going to exit with one great tune per day. This is Don't Stop Me Now by Queen in honor of the Queen's Jubilee, which I'm sure you've been keeping up on, right?
Oh, Andy? Yeah. I have.
You have?
Well, as a matter of fact, here's – I was talking to my father, who will be 94 in November, and he lived at one time on Pennsylvania Avenue, what's now Mr. Henry's. His father and mother ran a store downstairs, and his family slept upstairs. And he remembers looking out his bedroom window on Pennsylvania Avenue and seeing Queen Mary and her husband, the one that made the movie, the King's Speech, about riding down in a horse-drawn carriage down Pennsylvania.
Get out. Yeah. Yeah, well, Queen Elizabeth II is 96.
Yeah,
and she's still hanging in.
Years.
And apparently, she did not do all the events of the Jubilee. And someone defended her, saying the Queen does what the Queen likes, and so the events she likes, she does, and otherwise, you know, piss off. She's the Queen,
and she's 96. You know, I think once you hit 85, you can pretty much say and do what you want.
All right, Andy, thanks for your time today. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. We'll talk next week.
All right, Dave, take
care. There you go. This song by Queen featured in their 78 album Jazz that was released as a single in 1979, written by Freddie Mercury, recorded in their studio in the Alps. It was the 12th track on that album, and it has been voted the third favorite song by fans in Rolling Stone from the supergroup Queen. And it's been featured in films, commercials, TV shows, etc. I once saw a great montage of Tiger Woods highlights when he was at his absolute peak around 2000, set to this song, and it was fantastic. So enjoy, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Zabecast. If you liked it, spread the word, tell a friend, rate and review. And if you really like it, subscribe to be a full Zabecast premium member. You get Fridays thrown in with the four episodes per week that are free. Thanks for listening. Have a great Monday, and we will see you next time.
A 162 games of baseball a season can feel like a grind to watch, but you can put the excitement back into each and every game with my bookie. Run lines, money lines, props galore. Nobody gives you more opportunities to win than my bookie. Getting started is simple. Deposit $300 and play with $200 instantly. Just use promo code ZABE to claim a MyBookie deposit bonus. Whether you're a diehard fan or a newcomer to the sport, there's never been a better time to join the MyBookie family. Go ahead and sign up today using promo code ZABE to secure your first deposit bonus up to $1,000 with MyBookie. Whatever you put in, they'll meet halfway, all the way up to $1,000. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.com.